Diarrhea, babe.
This is an open question.
Sprays out of my bum bum and gets you brown in your face. Oh, you smell like my poopy.
Do people in New York like that song? Or do they feel like, yeah? Or are they like, no?
Do people in... Mom, that's a
like when New York yeah, plays. Yeah. Are New York people like?
Well, that's
you know what I mean?
That's like Liza, Frank, Liza.
But like when Katy Perry did California Girls, I didn't live in California. If you lived in California that year, were you like,
Mama,
yes,
that's
yes,
music for Iowa, Idaho, Indiana, Nebraska.
Well, what about like the OC? California.
Well, oh God,
here we go.
What about music?
Make you
lose control. It's for the ladies. I want
McDonald's.
What it was. To the ladies. I want like
to. Oh,
that's what it was.
Tell me, ladies.
Yeah, there was
the way you work.
Hookah. Yeah. For the fellas.
Yeah. Oh, daddy. I have some great. I have some
kitty
great
cat. Meow. Coming with the beat like boom, boom, pow.
She loves Miss Jackson. Go.
Got a new
oh, now. Daddy.
Brand new style. Coming with the bang like boom, boom, pow. Ow.
When I walk up in this piece, y'all motherfuckers ain't got to speak. I'm a bad mamma jamma, goddamn it, motherfucker. You ain't got it like me.
Thank you.
Step two, me get burnt like toast.
Honey.
Spread Missy Elliott, come on the pod.
How about this one, though? Busted open, spread these lips. Watch me skeet all on that dick. Acrobatics, watch me flip side to side. I'm the shit.
Was that what you did last night?
I'm like that silly rabbit. Coco Brown, that bitch do tricks. Like I said before, you already know. I prefer you to fuck my face before my pussy hole.
Was that last night?
That was last night.
David Silver. And I, we're sitting at Orville's table.
Yeah.
We're getting the cart before the horse, but I have to tell you, David's face watching you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, when I come out and I say, bend me over, grab my waist, arch my back and fuck my face, grab my waist, flip my ass over, how good does it taste? He started telling me he loved me like I give a fuck. Now stick your finger in my butt, make this pussy nut.
Do a lot of women want a finger up their butt?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I truly don't know.
But the rap girls love to say that they eat the men's ass.
Nope. They say, eat this ass like a plum.
No, they talk about eating the man's ass too.
They certainly
Once in
don't.
A while, you get a female celebrity who's like, if you don't eat your man's ass, and then it goes viral for like 12 hours.
Then you won't get giardia. Like if you don't eat your man's ass, then you won't get giardia. Because that bushwhacked, unwashed piece of shit ass ain't edible.
Straight guys' asses.
Okay.
Well, it looks like an unfrosted Pop-Tart down
mama,
there.
Like, if you're a straight transamorous man in Boston, South Boston to be exact, mama, you could eat sushi din-din off that ass. 3, 4, 5 courses all throughout the night because it's douched, shaved, scrubbed, and presented.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, welcome back.
In my experience with straight guys...
That's too much of a blanket statement. It's too much of a blanket statement. We're generalizing too much. We got to be more specific because gay guys...
Well, I'm not hooking up with straight guys.
Gay guys don't wash their ass no more. They certainly don't go to hot dog.
Wow. The gay guys now are like, I got an 8-day nut and I'm ripe.
Through a thicket of pubes.
Here's my Evil Dead. Yeah, girl.
When she guts in the thicket and the thing goes up.
Yes.
That's Evil Dead.
And they're talking about, here's my dossier of workouts I've done since my last shower.
Yes.
It's the bragging rights of, I've got pecorino cheese.
Pecorino. Yeah. I've got Peccadillo, Pecorini, Mandarino di Amalfi, nasty Bubarella, and also it looks like it was snatched from the Smithsonian. These jock straps,
yes,
snatched from King Tutankhamun's sarcophagus.
And there's an unfair. It looks like it was tea stained for a mummy costume.
Tea stained, sweetie. Well,
tea stained.
It was shit stained and tea stained.
Yeah, and crystallized. Yeah. Girl, and crystallized. And,
okay.
The problem is too. I feel like people are unfair about uncircumcised dicks being unclean.
Mama.
There's a lot of disgusting circumcised dicks.
Tell it again for the people in the back.
That's like when people are like, you have the idea that tops have big dicks and bottoms bottom because they don't.
Because they have teeny little peanuts.
That is not fucking true.
Mama, there's a lot of untruths that we're going to Indiana Jones uncover in this episode of the pod today. So get out your notepads and your little scribble pens and put your earbuds in.
Yes. And we finally have something to talk about because yesterday you did a performance at the Plaza for Apocalyptic.
Apocalyptic, this is a fabulous t-shirt designed by Abel Macias, who's an incredible, successful artist who, yes, I do want to fuck. Thank you. I'll just say that out loud. I want to fuck that man. He's booed up right now. It's okay. I'll wait. And he's a lovely guy.
Yeah, I'll wait.
And,
outside your house with a knife.
Yep. Yeah. Two knives.
Ooh. I'll wait at your man's house. Yeah. But I cut the brake line in his Prius.
I'll wait for the blood, for the dog transfusion blood to go in his body.
I'll wait to take the batteries out of the carbon monoxide detector. Why did I make him Susie?
I don't know.
I'll take the batteries out of this carbon
monoxide. And I will
put
a hose from my exhaust pipe into his mouth. And I'll wait all night long because I've got the time because I have a 401k.
I'll tell you what, girlfriend. I want to be your girlfriend, so I'm going to take out your boob.
Now that's a good investment.
Now that is a good investment.
So wait,
you know when Susie wants you, she comes for that ass.
Mama.
You know, Susie.
She's taking that ass down to Fiorucci Boulevard and selling it.
I'm still listening to the Women and Money podcast.
Are you?
With her and KT.
Well,
and
good
it starts
her.
With the Sia song, I'm Unstoppable.
Oh, God.
Every week. And yeah. So now that's, by the way, that song plays everywhere. And yeah, I always now think of that podcast.
But there would be a better song. How about Money Makes the World Go Around? That would be better.
Yeah, I suppose.
A mark, a yen, a buck, or a pound? Come on, Susie. Get it together.
My name makes the world go round. Yes, candor now.
Rat-a-tat, rat-a-tat at the window. Who's there? Ooh, hunger.
Ooh, hunger. My experience with your show started yesterday when you stopped by my house.
Okay, so I employed the services of a very talented DJ, Patty, Miss Patty.
Brought that for you.
Oh, I thought you were doing cheers.
I thought Brandon gave it to me, and I said, actually, is that for me? He said, that's for your little friend.
Oh, my. Oh, thank you, Brandon Tina. Oh, no, not Brandon Tina.
Well, that's his Christian name.
Hey, you better chill.
Brandon brought that. Brandon said, that's for your little friend.
That's so nice of him. So anyways, I'm trying not to do what I did last time, which is spike my caffeine level so high that I go home, have a headache, and then have a nervous breakdown around 5 p.m.
It is. It's a dangerous game. Caffeine is definitely a drug.
Well, because... Well, it is. It absolutely is a drug. And also, that is a lot of fucking sugar, bitch.
Well, I also grabbed the sugar-free.
Full fat.
Oh, yeah, in the UK. Would you like a full fat Coke, babes? Yep. A full fat Coke?
I don't know. There's too busy. There's a roast, pot roast in my mouth. I can't tell you.
But also, being full sugar doesn't mean full fat.
Well,
fat and sugar are not the same, Mary.
Well, the sugar converts the fat. That's my scientist voice.
But sugar isn't automatically fat.
But it gets there.
Sometimes.
Transforms into it. Saturday.
These are a little intense.
Yeah. It's a lot. We don't need this rocket fuel yet. Anyways, but the point is, I went home from the show, got a lovely night's sleep, I had a fabulous massage, and I feel great.
We got to go back to the show, though.
I'm going. Okay. So I decided to do a Lip Synca style, an homage to Lip Synca, because my favorite drag number of all time is on YouTube, Lip Synca 1995 at the Boy Bar in NYC. It's the Barbara, please. Starts out with the Lauren Bacall, I feel great. You know, it's like, I feel da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- then it goes telephone. Oh, there's somebody on the telephone. And it goes, hello, dearies in a big hidey ho. And like, Barbara, please, please, Barbara. You know,
is this the one where she's like,
she's my sister
on the telephone.
Is that she one? Has a whole bunch. This woman is the, she's so like,
she basically invented the mashup lip sync.
No, she's the most impressive, best, most virtuosic lip syncer in the world.
Yeah,
period.
It's amazing.
Period. Period. She was on Joan Rivers.
And she, and Joan drag Rivers. Queens lip syncing to mixes wasn't exactly popularized until she did what she did with it.
Mama, which
her
she,
shows ran
she
like a 60-minute show.
She shit on them. This number is about 12 minutes long. She comes out and shits on them. She's like, how do I look? And she looks fabulous.
Yeah, beautiful.
But she says on one thing, she's like, Mrs. Whitney Ames and her debutante daughters, Susan and Lydia, wowed the fashion scene in originals by the atelier of Dalian and his new and talented associate, Ray. See, I can't even do it. Like, she says it, she's just so perfect.
You did a great job. You know, I turned to Dave when we left.
I said,
I don't get to see Katya perform very often. And when I do, it's something,
well.
It's something I've seen rehearsed.
Yeah.
So I was like, she really has a good lip sync. I called Andrew this morning and said, Katya's a good performer.
I practiced it.
I hate to say it.
Said to me, she's like, I've worked for you for 2 years. I've never seen you excited to work.
Every time
you work, I'm there picking up your shit, your sweat stained panties, and hearing you bitch and moan and cry. I've never seen you be excited. And I was truly on top of the world last night.
It was
fun.
It was a very schizophrenic
yeah.
energy, the mix,
yeah.
but you knew it like the back of your hand, which doing a brand new mix is hard.
Well, so Patty made the mix. It was 6.5 minutes long, very complicated. A lot of picking up, a lot of sound effect cues.
And you got to know them like.
If you don't slam the phone down, what's the point?
Girl.
So I'm going to review the footage. I'm sure it wasn't perfect, but we had a lot of irregular, it was very complicated. So I had to go into Miss GarageBand. I had to get out the exiled computer from the porn cleanse, fire her up. But don't worry, she's got all that free gigabyte space. I downloaded Miss GarageBand, Miss Banda de Garaje. And then, that's not it. But you know, and we went in there like, spelunking into that little music thing. And we came up with this fun mix with Lawrence of My Labia. And most importantly, Lourdes Leon.
The hardest thing about making those mixes is, because I have made them in
the
my
location.
Life.
When does it come in? When does the cue, what's the order? You have to be able to say it.
I would say the harder thing is finding the clip, finding it a high enough quality,
yes.
downloading it and trying not to let the viruses kill your computer.
It's really hard
to steal audio clips from YouTube.
Because I don't fuck with YouTube to MT3. I don't fuck with her. I own it.
I don't steal the songs, but I will steal a clip from a TV show or something.
I screen record.
That's how you do it.
This is how you do it. Yeah. You screen
because
record.
Because you don't have to download anything.
No downloading.
And I have never thought of that.
Unfortunately, I happen to own Sex in the City too, Lawrence of My Labia. Thank you very much. And I, The Exorcist,
because
HBO
then you
Max.
Could, you could like at the airport quick spend an hour
Sweetie.
Collecting all the clips you need. And then when you get to your computer, yeah. you have them.
And you came to my rescue because I wanted this gaggy moment of the cameo at the end with that nasty stab sound, which I will be playing right at this moment.
Yeah,
it is disgusting.
For my EDM stuff, I use Splice, which is like a big bank of all kinds of drum beats and shit. But they also have cinematic sound effects. And I was like, I bet there's a knife one. And the knife stab we found.
Get into this.
Listeners was.
And Jane Krakowski's coming up.
That was terrible. I'm going to be constructive here. You should kill yourself. And just like that.
Miss Big died.
It was a great mix. You did a great, you should
love it.
You know what else is great? It's not Halloween-y. You can now use that mix.
Well, I could just give her the stab. But also there's a whole nother version with, all the rest of the song cabaret. It's 6.5 minutes. It was tons of like picking up, throwing down. So I got another longer version. Yeah.
Yeah.
We put in Old Man River at the last minute because previously there was, do you hear the people sing?
Kevin Zeta-Jones.
The grittiness of life. Like literally zero people would have got that. And they'd be like, okay, you know.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. I loved it.
I had a great time. I did it well and I rehearsed it ad nauseum.
You really rehearsed it. You really knew it.
Well, I loved it. That was the key.
Which is very impressive that you
like,
knew
I,
it.
Like I couldn't wait to do it. I knew
Doesn't
the song
that feel great?
Cabaret. I've known that for years. So that was an easy one. Coco Brown I knew for years. All the clips I knew, Lourdes was the tough one because I was like, it was just so funny at the end when she's like, and as for me, And as for me, I fucking love it. And as for me, everything's great. I made my mind up back in Chelsea. I love it. It's just so funny and stupid.
I had the secondhand like watching the euphoria of being a drag queen and actually lifting your finger for once and having it pay off. Like,
oh my God,
drag queens notoriously want to do so little. They don't even want to learn their own music.
And they want a thunderous ovation.
Yeah.
A thunderous ovation.
But when you actually learned it, Andy went first. I was like, oh, there's something magical to applying yourself in drag.
I want to try something. And if I'll try it once, if it doesn't work out, I'll just skip it. But I want to try to do that spoken word lip sync that I spent so long on years and years ago. I want to try to rap it live. Can I do it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. To be a survivor in this amazing race with a need for speed, you need God's grace. And if you're desperate like housewives watching Days of Our Lives, you can't cope without hope, and that's not on a soap. If you're looking for Oprah or Dr. Phil, you can shop nonstop or pop a pill. But the void won't fill and the pain won't kill till you love the one that hung in the hill. Kicking back in your lazy boy easy chair watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Nah, you're not going to find it there. No American Idol or Council Tribal has a final answer that'll satisfy you. CSI ain't got a clue. SVU don't know what to do. Not the ER, the OC, nothing on a CD, TV, DVD, or MP3 can save you and me. CNN's got no good news. Here's a headline. You must choose. It's not a simple life, Paris Hilton. It's treading on thin ice, living in sin. You're going to be an apprentice for Donald Trump or eat Fear Factor fast food from a dump. You can be a heavy hitter, a Wheel of Fortune winner, a Fox News no spin spinner, or a flat out sinner. But you better check this life that you're living and make sure your sins are forgiven. I bet you 50 Cent, Elvis Dunn came and went. Eventually, every Black Eyed Pea, Gwen Stefani, P. Diddy, and Britney, every wannabe on MTV with the icy bling, every Dixie chick that sings, they all going to see the King of Kings. I don't care if you're J-Lo or Leno or Bono. One thing you gotta know, someday you're gonna die, bro. Then where are you gonna go? Hey, I'm not talking some punk junk that's irrelevant like your grandma's church from way back when. It's not some preacher feature on TBN that you need to be liking or listening. The real superstar is Jesus Christ. He's the way, he's the truth and the life. One day he's gonna split the sky. He's the brightest light and the highest high. So what I came to say and what I'm telling you is don't buy that stupid stuff that they be selling you. It's all designed to fill your head and waste your space until you're dead. Here's the bottom line of my rhyme. Give your life to God while there's still time. I did it! I did it! Ooh, there ain't no other way. Tomorrow,
I remember
low.
That.
Yeah, how do I know that I know the song? Can you say the song?
Can you say
can
the
you
song?
Say
you
it.
Need to know it
you
without need to, the music.
Exactly. Yeah. Then you can play with it. Then
otherwise,
you can
you don't
perform
know
it. If you're thinking about a song, girl, your performance ain't boo boo. It's boo boo.
That's like now when when I get an acting thing, even, unless it's cartoons, I do not do it unless I know that I'm going to learn it inside out, because if I can't play with it, then it's not going
to
be fun.
I've never been able to do that because I'm such an asshole. I'm so lazy and I'm not a good actor. But I want that. This is what I want.
For voice stuff, I'm on a cartoon right now. And you have to prepare it to the point where
you can have several options. You've done the this way, that way, this way, this way. I can do it like this. Yeah.
Because in cartoons, we all record separately.
Yeah.
So you don't know how the other person's going to say it.
Yeah, they need options. I was on an audition call with a director a while ago, and he was like, I was so embarrassed. He was like, so it's for a Russian thing. And I was like, ah, конечно, но я могу сказать по-русски как всегда и по-громчику кто-то. But he's like, it's in English. And I was going on for like 3-4 minutes.
It was supposed to be in Russian?
No. It was not supposed to be in Russian.
But why were you making it Russian?
It was a Russian accent. And I just like, I was like, I thought I was being so cunty. And I was like, я могу говорить по-русски, как это. And I would just talk over him. And he's like, actually, there's no Russian language in this part.
Was it written?
Yeah.
In English?
Yeah. But I was auditioning for it.
So you thought you were really going to drop, I thought you were going to let them
I
know.
I thought I was dropping bars like Chet Hanks.
Yeah.
Bomboclat. You know what I mean?
I thought every other girl is going to come in here. Was it like, for a crossdresser?
They were going to be like, how are you? I'm from Russia.
Was it for a crossdresser?
No, it's just something that never.
One time I got something, I didn't get it. I auditioned for a sitcom that a new agey friend, and they were like, you're the only drag queen we're auditioning. And I was like, that doesn't bode well.
Oh, like a Crystal Healer kind of thing?
They were all doing all real girls, and then. I was the like wild card audition. They were like, you're the only person who's not a woman that we're considering.
Did you get it?
Of course not.
Oh, okay.
I was like,
what did you
thinking
do?
Of myself, I'm like, so this is a world where everyone in it's a normal person and I'm going to be in drag and we're all just going to like, I wouldn't believe that.
Well, not with your makeup.
No.
I mean, with the kids in the
not
hall
with anyone's
Dave,
makeup.
No, with Dave Foley, Cola Scola. That's, yeah. I believe Chastity Tucker's a woman.
I believe you know Nicole's what I mean? A woman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In Amy Sedaris.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or Dave Foley and the Kids in the Hall. Like,
yes.
Some of the, even the guys in the state, they're like, that's a woman. You put on a wig and that's a girl.
And that's good enough for me.
Mama, I preferred that. Something
I love about Reno 911 is oftentimes one of the actors, if they're not in the scene, they will play the perpetrator.
Oh,
and they'll
yeah.
blur out their face. And a lot of times they'll grab like a guy and put him in a wig and make him a woman.
I love that.
And you can kind of tell if you like the show, like, oh, that must be so-and-so.
I wish we had the faces where we could pull that off, but Mary, we have nothing like that. Nothing.
Do you know
of the
how
sort.
Bad I wish I looked like Cola Scola, where like I just put on a lash and a lip and I look like a beautiful woman?
Just mascara.
I know.
No lash. He puts on rouge. He's got a beautiful skin. He probably does a BB cream, rouge, and then a little lip gloss and a little wiglet. And he's like, hi, Amy. How are you? I've got more fallopian tubes than you'll ever have.
I know. It's like,
it's when crazy.
People are like, how did you come up with this makeup? And I go, I had to.
Yes.
If I wanted to do drag, I couldn't exactly
how
just
did
hope Lockheed, for the best lighting.
How did Raytheon develop those bombs?
it was
a wartime necessity.
Okay. Necessity. So the show last night was at Plaza,
yes,
which
Plaza.
Is, I'm just going to say it.
739
La Brea. Lovely place.
Couldn't get a drink if you're...
It is so hard to get a drink.
BYOB. I know you can't,
and I'm not drinking, so I'm trying to...
You were there.
I sit down, I cross my legs, and David's finished the tequila soda. So I got to get him another one.
I got him one, too.
I'm at the... Yes.
I got him
one, too. He turned to me, he said, can you tell her to get me a tequila soda?
And I
said,
we're at her show. No, I got pull. I got pull.
So I get him his little drink, and then I keep having to go get my drinks, and Roger was there dressed as olive oil, looking...
Oh,
perfect.
I didn't get that. I thought she was just beautiful.
No, she
I
was olive
she was
oil.
Roger
she said that she said that she told a Gen Z kid that she was olive oil, and they were like the bottle, like the food. I said, did they think that you were going to dress as a condiment,
like a
cooking
like
tool,
a vinaigrette costume couple?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, she looked great. I said, are you working? She
balsamics
said,
in the bathroom.
She said, like, no, what? I made this outfit, and I wanted to go out on Halloween. Don't you love that,
Mary?
She looked so beautiful.
Though I saw she did a little tour, an AD style tour of her studio. Mama, the way I will rob that whore. If she dies tomorrow,
she's got nice clothes. And she's nice and tall too.
Oh, thank you. Roomy through the hips. I'm gonna like rob that whore. Cause she has such a refined, beautiful sense of style and also frugal, creative. She will take a pair of fucking boots from Kohl's and turn them and Dolce and Gabbana would wish.
Oh, I know.
Would wish. They would wish.
Her makeup artistry, I used to work in P-Town with her.
She's 85 years old, and she looks like my daughter.
I know.
She looks like my adopted daughter.
She sat-
It's crazy.
Across from me, two vanities across from each other, and I would be getting ready at the same time as her sometimes, and 20 minutes for her to completely do her makeup. She would do this glitter eye. I mean, she really can't fuck with that
Mama,
face.
You can't fuck with her.
You can't touch it. Both the face and the makeup on it. You can't touch it.
No, you can't touch it, because she'll slap you. She's Gemini, two-faced bitch.
Raja the Gemini.
Sutan. Roger.
Love to call her Roger.
Yeah, Roger, capital R.
Who framed Raja Rabbit?
Who framed Raja Rabbit? I got an owl in my backyard that literally is a cartoon. And it goes hoot.
Honey.
H-O-O-T.
Hoots.
She said hoot. I'm up here. Like, it's so, I'm like, Mama, this is Looney Tunes up in there. It's Looney Tunes.
Your backyard is beautiful.
It's hoot. It's giving hoot.
No, but when you get this,
I'm like,
your backyard's a little scary.
Is it an animal or is it that Twirlina up in there stuck in the thickets?
No, it's owls. I love birds. Owls are a little scary.
Mama, but they're a little literal. They're like,
but owls,
give me like,
and even in nature shows, they're just like, you're the camera and I'm the owl. They're like,
they're literally, do you know what she did? Your cunting daughter?
Yes. They're kind of. I watched a lot. We just wrapped Halloween. It's November 1st as we film this.
We watched
a lot of Halloween shit this year.
And I made you watch the most scandalous episode or a section of The Exorcist while we did the mix at your house in your gorgeous fucking television. Oh my God. It was suicide watch when I got home again.
Oh, I know. David has the nerve to lay in front of an 85-inch television and be like, it should have been an inch higher.
And also say, I don't know, the movie was kind of had a slow start. I would watch paint dry on that fucking beautiful thing.
85-inch television, you better believe when I play my PlayStation on it, I pull my chair right up to it.
Yeah.
David told me, Mama, this isn't a PlayStation TV.
Hard dick looks like Venom from the superhero Venom dick just coming out, splitting in two.
Purple. bright purple dick.
Did you see that meme about all those different superhero dicks, which one you take in? And the girl was like, honey, Carnage in the mouth, Venom in super Venom in the pussy and the ass. This one in between the titties, alternating between the titties and the pussy, and the other one's in my hands. Bloop.
Will I
take your son to the library?
Will you suck someone's dick after it's been in an ass?
I have, many times. I've sucked.
Will you suck the dick? Will you pull the dick out of an ass and then suck it?
I guess it's happened to me because mama, I know what's going on downtown.
Petula Clark.
I know what's going on downtown. And I've also done, this is kind of gross, but I'm so horny right now. I had a double orgasm after the massage by myself. I forgot to lead with that. Take a break.
Now, what's a double orgasm?
Let me tell you. I'm so glad you asked. It's a multiple orgasm, but there's only two. So because I have been no porn, mama.
Is it an ingasm? I read about this in Men's Health.
Okay. No, no, she's out. It's out.com. It's out. She's out at night, Pride Edition, you know.
Out of the park.
Out festival. What is it?
We got to get booked at Out in the Park.
Mama, it's happening. I already talked to the organizer.
We got to get booked at Out in the Park.
Mama, Out in the Park or Out the Out Loud Festival?
No, I have two goals for us. One is for us to get booked to be at Six Flags for Out in the Park.
Out of the Mountain.
Out in the Mountain, yes.
Mama, no. Let me wind it back real quick. Because Out on the Mountain is a magical night for the customer, the consumer, not the performer. Because then you cannot experience the majesty of X2 with lashes and a wig on.
No, baby.
Sweetie.
We host for a couple hours and we're done and on a roller coaster by 9.
Okay, now we're
talking. We don't have to work the whole night.
Now we're talking.
We don't have to work the whole night.
But I don't think they want you to go on till 1 a.m. Oh, sweetie. How about they don't usually let it, but we could get them to do GoPros.
On the forehead. Yes,
Mama,
please.
Because I cry. I cried on X2 twice. I was like, it's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's so beautiful. Superman, look at this.
Do you think you're on the Notebook?
Mama, No, I'm not on the Notebook. I'm on the Bridge to Terabithia.
Sure.
I'm like going, it's hyperspace, bitch. You lose yourself. Ooh, it's like Diplo at the DJ set. Bloop, bloop, bloop. But wait, I had a double orgasm. So I was yanking it. Sorry, ladies. And I was like, you know, and then I was having an orgasm. And I was like,
no porn.
No porn. Just imaginación. Solamente. See, just not that she was watching, just the Spanish.
Why does she, how come nobody else in the room could speak Spanish? You look right at the brown person.
Because Tracy.
But why do you keep looking at her forever? It's not her job to educate you.
Well, actually her job description changed.
It's not her job to do the labor, Mama, of educating
she's
you.
Doing the labor. I'm doing the work. What are you doing? So wait, listen. So I began to ejaculate. Let's keep it kosher. So I began to ejaculate. And I was like, this is kind of a mid orgasm. I'm cool with it. So we're she's giving mid. She's not eating.
So this is kind of giving mid.
I was like, it's but like I was kind like, of mid. But I'm here for it because it's like, whatever. What do I expect? I'm not looking at porn. I'm not on drugs. You know what I mean? So what do I expect? It's a learning curve.
It's brown rice and vegetables.
Do you like brown rice and vegetables? Worse than dog food.
Yeah.
But this was not a dog food orgasm. It was like lean cuisine. We're doing lean cuisine. Okay. We weren't doing Green Chef. We weren't doing
lean cuisine, which is about a third of a cup of food.
Right.
I think I measured.
Right. It is edible.
The ravioli one, I'm not kidding, has 4 raviolis.
Sweetie, darling. And 3 of them, suspicious activity inside.
4 raviolis.
Suspicious. If you see something, don't eat something.
A lean cuisine, does it defeat the purpose of having eaten 3 in one sitting?
Well, I would say this is the Trader Joe's frozen tikka masala of an orgasm. It's edible. It's not preferable. I'll take it.
Yeah.
So then we went right to Erewhon or whatever, to the prepared foods place. Or we went to, you know.
You came twice in the same city.
So I was coming. And then I was like, oh, it's over. I was like, oh, no. It was like when the coaster comes from behind, but there's no brakes. Oh, she bumped it right back up. And it was twice the fun for double the pleasure. Like double mint gum. And I was like, whoa. I didn't say that, but it was like, then it was doing all that stuff.
Love that.
I love it. I love it.
You know what happens to
me? But it was crazy. It never happened to me before.
This happened to me recently, and you know who I'm talking about, where I'm unsuspectingly looking at porn Twitters, and I accidentally see not only someone we know, someone I might not want to see. What, don't talk
hey, to me. You better chill.
I'm not going to say who it is.
You better lay low. Okay.
But when you see a friend of yours, one of the girls,
shocking.
You go, oh shit. Like yeah, that just like derailed my, dick collapses into itself
pussy.
And I look down and there's a clit. But my dick just disappears.
Doctors is more like wonderful work. Who
but
does
like,
it?
Yeah, I'm into the porn. I'm into the porn. And then I see a friend and my dick.
Mama.
My dick grabs her car keys
you're like, all of
and
a sudden,
skids out of the
you
driveway.
You got orange robes on because you're living in a monastery. You've taken the vow of celibacy. No,
not
you're
robes. Like, orange. I'm in jail. It's a jumpsuit. I'm in a Filipino prison.
Doing the thriller.
Doing thriller. Doing thriller, bitch. Doing thriller. I watched a little documentary on the dancing prison.
We can't talk about prison. We got to keep it light.
Okay.
We got to keep it light. Because that...
Prison not light? Because I watched... Have you ever watched Inside the World's Most Dangerous Prisons?
No. If it's Russian, I can't.
Well, I watched
them
that.
In Siberia.
I'll say this about prison.
It's torture.
It's shocking
it's torture,
how mama. Different they are country to country.
Sweden? Mama,
Denmark? PlayStation.
Mama, Sweden. That's not even...
PlayStation.
That's the Four Seasons Minnesota.
The Four Seasons. Yes.
Four Seasons. Also, they got... Do you want to learn...
Denmark?
Do you want to learn Dutch? Do you want to learn Japanese?
I went to prison. What'd you do there? I got my PhD.
Yeah, I got my PhD in electrical engineering. Do you need any rewiring done in your summer cottage?
Yeah. Bloop. 100%.
It's crazy. Well, they have human rights things. They have like respect and dignity for human rights.
They also have a very responsible... You know all the bikes there?
But also a small, homogeneous population.
Denmark...
And Sweden.
Hands down. Denmark and Amsterdam, like Sweden.
It's the size
two of
villain.
The most beautiful places I've ever seen.
Mm. Mama, no their littering. Their weather's boo-boo though, sorry.
But no littering. Everyone's nice. Everyone's riding a bike.
It's the size of Massachusetts, let's be real though. Do you know what I mean? That's a manageable.
Do you think America's too big? Do you think that's the problem?
Of course it is. It's way too big. She should be cut up into thirds. One should be sunk in the ocean. I won't say which one, but you know who you are. Boop. And then, you know. It's not an all-in-one place, but select little states could maybe just exit the chat for a moment, maybe rethink their choices and come back when they've regrouped.
I know.
I'm talking about...
But you know what, though? You know what I wish?
What?
And we used to be like, oh, we would never want that. I wish.
You want to secede from the union? States, right. Donna,
people's
Karen.
Beliefs are so different in America.
I know.
I wish we could just cut it in fourths. And it's like, all right, if you're a hardcore Christian and that's what you want, go over here.
Go, say the Indian Ocean actually was built on a bed of strawberries. If you go down to the bottom, you can still smell it.
Right.
Yes.
And then like, if you
and there's condos down there.
Yeah. If you're
if you're
a fag baby who believes in the devil, go up here.
New York.
Right. And then like, but instead it's all free for all.
I know.
It's a cross stitch.
I think what we really went wrong, of course, let's say a foundation of slavery, genocide, that.
The country starting with stealing murdering,
theft, kidnapping, genocide, slavery.
Rape.
Thank you. But also, mama, where were the, another R word that we really sorely missed? The railways. The railroads.
Why don't we have effective train travel in this fucking country?
Mama, Japan, bullet train.
Europe.
Channel.
Touring Europe.
Channel. Another channel. No, train.
Touring
train,
the UK.
Another train.
Is actually nicer via train.
Mama, you don't have to
airports
go through security.
Airports suck in the UK.
Security?
Airports in the UK are a
shit.
Performance.
It's a community production of I want to eat my own feces.
Girl, meanwhile, the train situation, show up to your train seat, there's Wi-Fi, there's food.
Buy it online.
Oh,
buy it on the computer.
No TSA.
Honey, show up a minute before it enters the station. Maybe it's 3 minutes late. Who knows? Things happen. But
why do they put our bags through an X-ray on a plane but not on a train?
Mama, why are they taking
can't kill me on a train?
Why are they taking my little teeny little tester spritzer bottle of Tom Ford tobacco oud out? Do you want to spritz yourself? Do you smell like poopy? What are you doing with that? Also, why can't I take my little 6 ounces of water because I'm dehydrated? Look at my skin. You think I'm gonna blow up the plane with this water? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know.
What is wrong with you? Not you, not the agent.
The best is when they take that clear so that Biore pore strip and wipe your palms. Or whatever the fuck they're doing.
Testing for explosives. Mama, this pussy bomb, we all know that.
What I said, the first time I said, what is that? He said,
testing for explosives.
You're like, and I went.
It's like, well, I haven't fingered myself today, so you got nothing to worry about.
Testing for explosives. These are empty hands.
Bomb. No, you've been handling bomb. Bomb ass pussy.
Finger. What if I work at a bomb factory?
Thank you, Raytheon.
Do you see a bomb?
This pussy
do you need
like
a machine
bomb.
To tell you this isn't a bomb?
The fact that a company
this
was
is a gun.
Hello. Ooh, shit. You better lay low. No, the fact that a company has is probably publicly traded and employs thousands of workers to create, engineer the technology to for this machine. Mama, that's the farce. That's a farce. I'm glad that there's jobs and people having livelihood, but this whole TSA farce, mama, what?
Do you know what I've been doing for David?
On?
We Tell went me. To San Francisco last Tell weekend me. To see Terror Vault, which was amazing.
Loved it.
Love. Yeah. Love.
Is there a cream though? I know there's peaches, but what about cream?
And cream.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever seen Connie and Carla?
No, I haven't.
There's a drag queen duo on that.
Mia, the Greek actress?
Yes, is it? And Toni Collette.
Oh, no
yes.
way.
And they play, spoiler alert, the log line is they witness a murder by the mob and they have to go into hiding and they're two struggling cabaret performers and they go into hiding as drag queens. They pretend to be gay men.
Oh, it's the
So they
it's
work
the
in a
cage.
Queer, and they accidentally are really good at it. But they don't want to get found out because people are looking for them to kill them.
Oh my God, it's like Sister Act
it's
in the
amazing.
Birdcage.
It's amazing. It's a very underrated drag movie. It's so yes. good.
I love it.
There's a part where she's singing Maybe This Time from Cabaret and she comes out singing and the girl looks at her like this and she goes, I'll be home. And then sees her and goes, Atlas. Because she remembers she's supposed to be
she's not
a born male.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
So funny.
I love that. I love it.
Forgot why I was telling you this.
Well, but maybe this time I sang that while getting de-dragged with scissors on stage in college, just like Chirac did last night. Which, if you know Miss Yang, Miss Aster Yang, costume superstar, doll maker extraordinaire.
Those scissors had me nervous,
Mama,
bitch.
I had my fan she up against was, my face. Mama, I heard stories about Coco Chanel that she would intentionally pin the models, prick them with the pins because she's, for whatever reason, was a Nazi. I don't know. But like she, Miss Yang, when she's fitting me for a dress, I'm like, no, I think we'll use the dress form.
She pins it into the skin.
You know how she is. She's yanking. She's pulling.
She's physical.
She's physical. She's doing American Gladiators at that right. fitting. And yeah. then she's bumping her crotch against you. Not,
the floor is lava. She's standing on top of you fitting the dress.
The floor is lava. The dress is lava,
the dress is lava. Yeah, yeah.
And you are a punching bag and a pin cushion. And I'm like, oh.
Well, she's used to dolls.
No shit. In
she's
dress
just
forms.
Pinning into dolls.
And also, she's a confident person. She's not, she doesn't second guess herself. Sometimes to her detriment, I would say. But, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm so careful. It takes me. She's like, girl, let's whip this out in 2 seconds and bam, bam. But at what cost?
You wear a lot of red, though.
Human
That's
flesh.
Nice.
You know, at the cost of my human flesh. So when I saw those actual fucking shears.
Hacking.
Not medical shears.
Hacking.
Not the rounded one.
No.
Also,
sewing shears.
Maybe, how about maybe like a box cutter that's ceramic? How about those ceramic box cutters that would have worked
it
lovely?
It was a box cutter on a person's body. A person's
no,
body.
No, they were shearing.
I didn't see any blood. I didn't see any blood.
He nicked her. I went backstage. He yeah. got the gal. He got the gal a few
she,
times.
Yes.
He got the
she
gal.
She nicked they. I don't know who's, who was doing what. Because everyone was doing personas.
Andrew was nicked Chirac.
Yes. And I love Chirac.
Oh my God.
Everyone knows
what
that.
What a bravery. The
and I'm
bravery.
On stage going, what? Because, you know, I came in the dressing room and I saw her and I didn't say hi to her. I didn't say hi to anyone in the dressing room because I felt rude and I just was like trying to get my little prop and leave.
Yeah.
But somebody went, that's Chirac. And I went, ha ha. It is
Mama,
Chirac.
I gagged.
It was
I gagged.
Chirac.
And also the panic halfway through the number, I was like, did they rehearse this at all? Because I loved it too. But there was a moment where I was like,
I don't know how long the song is. So I'm thinking, are they behind?
That's
are they
what
ahead?
I'm saying. I was like, leave it up to Miss Thing to like, oh, we'll just wing it and not know that. You know how it's classic drag thing of like, oh, I know. And then you find out on stage in real time in front of an audience that what you had planned is not possible.
Songs either feel way too short or so long. Yeah, sometimes you're like, oh, I don't really think past the first chorus.
And the big your big finish happens.
The wig reveal in the first 15 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Or the ba-ba-da-ba-ba and nothing. The song is over. Been over for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It's really sad. But anyways, the whole point of drag is you don't rehearse drag. It's drag. But that show was fierce and lovely, and I loved it. Hottest crowd. The girls, the couple of lovely women who were porn women who were dressed as I Dream a Genie and then a kitty, a sexy kitty.
There was someone dressed as you.
No, oh, yeah. Oh,
that
mama, better.
Flawless.
Mama, giving Balenciaga and then she in.
She looked, she made
out.
You look like.
Yeah, she out.
She out.
She out.
You looked like ASOS Presents.
The buffet.
Katya.
And then hunger, not
and
eating.
She looked so good. Her makeup looked so good.
Sweetie,
the wig.
Look at my Instagram. Look at my Instagram. She did those, she had the nerve to do those tights on regular fishnets.
Mary,
which,
let me
by
tell
the
you
way,
this.
Very
they're going to rip them one day.
But they haven't. She's worn them 3 times.
But I'm going to tell you this. She was sitting with someone. She usually people go as us together. She was sitting with someone with little braids and blonde braids and a hot dog costume. And I turned to David Silver. I said, if that's me, we're leaving.
I thought she was sitting next to the someone who had leaving. The paper bag over their head that said ugly.
That could have been me. That could have been fucking me.
That was so, I love that. It was so funny. How about the Honey Bunches of Oats lady?
Oh my God.
And fun fact, that guy is Brian. I figured his last name, Hot Smudge on Instagram. He is so fucking hot.
I know, and but I love he was, it when hot he was do the stupidest. He was the Honey Bunches of Oats old lady. So with, he had the gray curly wig in the helmet, the factory helmet.
Yes, the factory like hairnet
plastic
thing.
With the Honey Bunches
thing.
Of Oats.
So, and it looked just like her. He so, looked, he
and
is
like
so
hot.
And
like a hot guy sitting there in the dumbest costume. You're
it,
like.
It gets me, it's like a $10 Dracula. It gets me so, ooh.
It's
gets
Halloween.
Me riled up.
The only thing I'm afraid of.
Is coming all over your pussy lips.
Getting a boner. Getting a big
is
boner.
Spreading these lips and having you skeet all over it. Prego.
Prego.
So wait, you know, how about this? When you're so comfortable and so and shaded from the troubles of the world that you order an Oraquick, and like just on a whim, you forget and it comes in.
Go get tested at One Medical.
Oh, mama, don't you dare.
You can show up anytime you want. They have lab hours all day.
Don't you dare get me started about One Medical.
Why? What's wrong?
I got a bone to pick. Actually, I've got a bone to break with them.
Oh, because of the foot?
How's the x-ray?
How's your foot?
How's the x-ray? 8 days later.
It took 8 days.
To look
can
at
I tell
the image.
You, when I rolled my
eight
ankle.
Days.
When I rolled my ankle in Palm Springs, I got in a doctor and had an x-ray in an hour. Mm-hmm. In an
Good
hour.
Good for you. That's amazing.
8 days?
And I'd love to call out RadNet. Girl, ain't nothing rad about your fucking net. I know it's radiology network, but whatever. Girl, rad, sad net, okay? Flop net, poo-poo net, crap net, shit net.
Is your foot better?
Yeah.
Stress fracture?
No.
Nothing?
Probably a bad sprain. But I iced, elevated, and compressed for 3 full fucking days because
well,
I was terrified.
Well, that's why it's better.
And also, I was dilating all that time.
Which if you were coming to see us in Richmond, et cetera, we canceled for the foot injury.
Mama, and I'm not joking. I'm not joking, bitch. Take your hat off, bitch. Balding bitch.
I could tell you were sick because...
No, I hated it. I was not in... It was miserable. I didn't want to go on the road. I would have loved to do the shows. I didn't want to go to the airport, but I...
Well, that's what I said. I said know, if it was Los Angeles, mama, we would have pushed through.
Yes.
But the airport and shit, it would have made
it
worse.
I'm telling you. And then I'd come back to LA and it'd be worse. And then
it'd be
it
worse.
Would be a fucking stress fracture because I'd do something stupid on stage because you get all crazy. And like, I just... I'm sorry. I actually really am sorry because I know people did, like they did Airbnbs and non-refundable hotels. But listen, I'm so sorry. But you know, I spent $1,000 to see Labada in Miami and flew my friends there and she wore a yellow suit from Zara. So I know your pain, mama. I wish you would have canceled.
But at least she showed up.
No. I wish you would have canceled because I'm still processing that suit. Okay, I would have been over her absence.
Yeah,
she's looking Fabletics by Kate Hudson these days.
Uh huh.
But not that yellow suit. It haunts me, like the Ringu, like Talk to Me.
Right.
It's the haunting of Pill House.
The haunting of Pill House, girl. That cracked me up.
Good pill hunting.
Good pill hunting.
Yeah. Pilly Wonka. I'm making oxys,
We were making jokes about when people are visibly on pills, yeah. Which is a funny thing to joke
of
about.
Of course, drugs. Yeah.
But people doing recreational drugs where it's like, oh, she's drunk.
She's on a
she's high.
Pill.
But I'm like, oh, she's Miss Pill. And then we were like, no, she's good pill hunting.
Yeah,
she's the haunting of Pill Manor.
Yeah. She's
the haunting of Pill House.
Haunting of Pill House. Pilly Wonka. she's also good pill hunting.
Hank
Pill. On the floor.
Pill Smith
and
Pill Smith and Pillow Smith.
Pillow Smith
and Pillow Smith.
And oh my God. And what was it? Give me another one. We gotta do another one. What's another one?
Pill There Was You. Oh God. Oh, Pill and Grace.
Pillow, that's the one. That's
Pill
the
and
one,
Grace.
That's the one.
Oh, mama, she's Pill and Grace.
Pill and Grace.
She's Pill and Grace. Pill she's good Grace. Pill hunting, honey. Good pill hunting cracked me up. Granted, I took a fat edible before that show.
So what? I didn't know
it helped.
Oh yeah.
It helped
what? Process the beauty, the glamour, the technique?
It made me just able to lock my eyes on the drag and forget that anyone else in the room was even watching the
show. How beautiful did Andrew look as Isabella Rossellini? And you know what? I'm going to give my credit. He wasn't going to do that outfit. I made, those were all my jewels and all my trim.
He needed that jewels.
Yeah. And that was my dress. I said, you're going to make this outfit, bitch. And you're going to do it with these jewels. And he did it in probably under an hour.
Yeah, he looked great. The hair looks great, Bob.
The hair, I know.
The lip. I said, you look like Selma fucking Blair, bitch. You look great.
Well, I don't know about that. But he looked,
I told him Selma Blair, bitch.
Yeah.
I was like, close enough. Selma Blair Rich. Although Selma Blair has short blonde hair now. She doesn't have, but she used to have like the
Pelissa
short
McCarthy.
Pillow pill.
Pillow pill.
Or just willow pill, which I guess isn't as good.
I like pillow pill.
Pillow pill. Pillow. I like Pillow Smith.
We're going to Jack and Bill, a Jack and Pill party. Wait, do you know about Jack and Jill lighting? So it's a little too little in that recessed lighting world that I'm trying to get excise myself
from. I know about Jack
from.
And Jill bathrooms.
Well, Jack and Jill lighting
Jack
is
Jill
little, little like his and hers lighting, reading lights by the bedroom, by the that you go boop, Jack and Jill switches.
Oh yeah, we have that here.
We sure do, girl. Are you Jack?
The set.
You must be Jill because you're such a clumsy woman.
Jack, oh my God. Pillow Smith.
Pillow Smith.
Okay. Last night was so good, though. If anybody
thoughts.
Gets a chance, the show is called Cabaret.
Apocalyptic, right here, look.
Apocalyptic.
And it's a quarterly, I think it's about a quarterly extravaganza.
Yes, usually it's themed, like it'll be holiday stuff. Like the next one's probably holiday.
Christmas, and guess what? I mean, I'm going to say it so I follow through with it. I have a major passion project, as in I'm not going to make any money. I'm going to lose a lot of money on this number. But I have a fabulous show-stopping Christmas number planned with Choreo. I have the call out to Laganja. She has not responded yet. Hi, girl. But to do it, but it me and Roman, who's a trained ballerina in Austin, we want to do this incredible number about birds.
Love. Now you got me interested. I will say this, birds. Though. The fun of this show is that the people who go are artsy people, industry people, porn people, drag queens.
Chance high
let's
tech.
Let's keep it a little fight club here. I want you guys to sell out and make a lot of money.
What?
Let's just keep the audience fun, queer, and cool, shall we?
Oh, what are you talking
artsy
about?
Artsy people, Mama, the creators, yeah, weirdos. Let's
lovelies.
Just keep it weird. Yeah. Every other part of drag is gentrified, and that's partially our fault.
But this is.
Let's keep
artists.
This one cool.
Mama, that guy I told you about the house I nutted over in the last episode, he was in the audience before, you know, it was Chance High Tech.
Yeah, it's Charles just a great
tech.
Vibe there.
It was every cool
the
person
music,
in LA. Yeah.
I stood up and started dancing. No one was dancing. I was.
You go through hell dancing.
I stood up and I was like,
you hate to dance. You go through hell dancing.
Well, it was that fierce Diana Ross song. Upside down. Yeah, and you get to earn me. You have to dance.
Oh, wait. So final thought. While I was driving to the plaza, they were doing my neighborhood's trick-or-treat moment. I was listening to Car Wash at full blast by Rose Royce on Halloween for some reason. And I drove by Morticia Gomez Adams and their probably 5-year-old daughter Wednesday in the cutest, sexiest, not the child, the parents were so fucking hot and seemed so cool. It was like just enough effort to be awesome, but not too much to be obnoxious. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I stopped, rolled down the window. I was like, y'all better fucking work in front of the child. And they looked at me like, what? And I had to
You're
just
like, walk. We don't have to work today.
I was like, no. It's like,
we have the day off.
Yeah. Like, no, we work from home. Like, it was, they looked, I was like, okay, maybe straight people are onto something. It was so cute.
The straight people are.
I know.
I know we make fun of
they're
them.
They're beautiful sometimes.
They are onto something.
I go through hell looking at straight
they're
people.
They're onto what we're supposed to do.
No. We're off of them.
We're off of something.
No. We're off the chain, but it's belonged to them.
We're at Mary, I'm sitting at Plaza watching a person in a rubber pussy suit with a rubber pussy and red rubber tits walk by me and take a dollar. You think I'm on the right track in my life?
You're Lebanese, you're Orient.
Transgender life.
Okay, bye.
Bye.